welcome to the Coalition for Physician Wellbeing's podcast, The Wellbeing Connector, where through our guests, we explore ideas for making healthcare a better place to work and serve. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Today, I'm thrilled to bring you two guests. The first, I'll refer to as Justin, and he'll talk about his experiences with burnout. The second is Dr. Sharon Grossman, who Justin credits with helping him. Dr. Sharon Grossman works with clients who are struggling with anxiety, overwhelm, and burnout, and she's the author of The 7E Solution to Burnout and the founder of The Exhausted to Extraordinary Method, a three-step method to unblock your mind, reshape your thinking, and return the joy to your work in 90 days. She also shares tips and strategies on her weekly podcast, Optimize Your Life, and on the Women in Medicine Badass Radio Show. Before I begin, I would like to remind our listeners that this year's annual conference, where we convene thought leaders to discuss ideas for reducing burnout and returning to the joy to the practice of medicine, will be held July 28th through 30th, and it will be virtual this year. The Coalition is here for physician well-being, and you can learn more about us and this conference on our website, www.forphysicianwellbeing.org. So let's get back to our guests, Justin and Dr. Sharon Grossman. So, Justin, thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
I know you had a situation with burnout, and I was hoping you could tell us the story of what happened, what got you into that situation, and go from there.
Certainly. I'd love to be able to give just a trigger moment, but as anyone in healthcare or pre-hospital care knows, that burnout, it sneaks up on us, and we live with it, and then all of a sudden, it takes over. A little bit of background about me. I'm a second-generation firefighter, 26 years experience. For the last 20 years, I've been with a large Bay Area fire department, the last 10 as a paramedic supervisor. I like to joke that I've been taking people to the hospital for money for half my life. I love the work that I do. I love being able to make an impact on people. I like to say that we make bad days better. But over time, it really starts to grind, and especially if you don't have the kind of promotional support and advance opportunities that you think you have, you can really start just kind of wearing the carpet thin, hitting your head against the same brick walls. About 2.5 years ago, I got a crazy idea that, you know what, I'm burned out. I'm going to jump from my organization. I'm going to go get a job in this new organization. I'm going to start fresh. Everything's going to be great. And I suffered a physical injury that didn't let me do that. So I had all this drive, all this desire to go do something new. And yet I found myself right back where I started. And with that mindset in that setting where I said goodbye to all these people, and then 4 weeks later, I'm back and slowly recovering from surgery. I won't go into details on that. The burnout became evident that I wasn't starting to burn out. I had completely burnt out.
And what were your symptoms of burnout?
Lack of sleep, agitation, increased alcohol use. You know, all the things you read in every book that, oh yeah, those are all the things that I'm doing. It became very frustrating, but at the same time, I'm a reader. I love to read. I love reading about behavioral economics and how people make decisions. So I decided, let me go back to the books and the techniques that I know and see, why am I making bad decisions? And I ended up reading one book that I thought would be great, and it just sent me spiraling into this thought of, why do I even have this job? How did I even let it get this bad? And it was very, very frustrating to the point where I was actually in therapy for anxiety throughout the summer, quarantine summer. Of course, you got to maintain social distancing, but your mental health is still extremely important. And I just kept going through books, and every book told me, oh, if you're not happy at your job, just quit and find a new one. Well, that's easy to say, but when you have something that's locked in with certain benefits that your family is able to comfortably live on and do the things that we like to do, it's difficult to just kind of jump ship. And as I'm kind of in this spiral of I don't know what to do, anxiety is claiming sleep quicker than I'd like, I get this weird Amazon reference to this book by Dr. Sharon Grossman, The 7E Solution to Burnout. And I always look at some of these book titles and I'm like, oh, we found seven words that start with E. But I started reading the book and I got to engagement. And she described exactly what I was going through, that I was over-engaged in an organization and in a situation where I wasn't going to get the fulfillment that I wanted. And I realized the more I read this book, the more it felt like she was looking over my shoulder and really following my path that I was going down. So I jumped in with both feet. I still haven't finished the book, mainly because I keep taking breaks to look around to see where Dr. Grossman's hiding and watching me and taking notes. For example, when it talks about using your free time appropriately, I had gone on a camping trip with the wife to build some unstressful time into our schedule. And that's what I read while we were there. And it got to the point where this was so empowering for me. There's another E. It was so empowering that I thought I have to reach out to this author and let them know that this impacted me positively. And it still is. And she, I want to say it was the next day, sent me an email saying, thank you. If you ever want to reach out, you know, definitely let me know. And that's when I started to realize all of the different opportunities that may be waiting for me if I can just address the issues that she talks about in her book to get out of burnout. And I can say I'm still burnt out, but at least I can recognize it and I've got a plan moving forward.
And for our listeners, I want to point out that we actually have Dr. Sharon Grossman as one of our guests tonight as well. So Sharon, it must feel great to hear that.
Oh, it's like every writer's dream to have like somebody actually read your book and then say, you changed my life, you know? So it's great.
So talk about, I think, Justin, you said it was engagement. That was the chapter that really made you jump up and feel you were recognized. Was that the chapter?
Yeah. So many other books that I read just talked about, you know, getting treatment for anxiety and why don't you get more sleep and why don't you try to drink less? Well, that if that worked, I wouldn't be where I am. And her book and her section on engagement just spelled out perfectly the different levels of under or over engagement and can happen when you're in the wrong kind of organization for pretty much how inspired you are and how engaged you are in doing that work. And I just looked at it and I said, this is the first time in probably half a dozen books that this was mentioned. And it really keyed into, okay, well, she's right about everything so far. I need to keep going.
So should you say a little bit more about what you were thinking when you wrote that chapter on engagement, so our listeners have a brief synopsis of what you're suggesting there?
Well, actually, as I was writing this book, I did a lot of research on burnout, and I came across somebody in the field who really like who wrote a whole article on burnout, and I think he even had like subtypes of burnout. And I thought, well, this is interesting because really, if you know anything about it, burnout manifests differently for everybody. So for some people, the reason they're burning out is because they're overly engaged in their work. They're like pouring everything they've got in, and then they just feel so spent. They come home and they're like, I got nothing left to give. And then you've got the people who are on the other end of the spectrum and they're just like bored and they don't have enough challenge in their work. They become disengaged. And so they're just kind of getting by. They're the kind of people who show up to work just to check the box, but they're bored. They're not fulfilled. There's no meaning for them. And so they easily burn out as well, right? And then you've got kind of like somewhere in the middle where people are engaged, but they're so exhausted that they're just not able to accomplish as much as they otherwise would be. And exhaustion is something, it's actually the primary symptom that we see with burnout. So it kind of makes sense that sometimes you start in, you might start as an overly engaged person and then end up engaged, exhausted, or, you know, there's different versions of this, but I thought, okay, let's talk about how the way in which you're engaging with your work is affecting you. And then let's talk about how to shift out of this poor engagement paradigm into optimal engagement. And then I found more research on that. Because a lot of what I tried to do in this book is incorporate my experience and share case studies from my clients, but I also wanted to really have it be backed by science. And so I found an article from 2001 by Schaffelli and Baker, these two researchers who talked about the dimensions of engagement. And they talk about how there's three different dimensions and how each one of them really has like an upside and a downside. So as an example, activation is one dimension. And when you're kind of coming back to that idea of being overly engaged, when you're in that place, you get to be exhausted. And then the opposite of that is being engaged, but having a sense of vigor. And so I thought, let's talk about how to get to optimal engagement from that place of poor engagement. But first you have to identify like, what's happening for you, where you are in this paradigm, understand like all the contributing factors, and then have this new paradigm in your mind of what's possible, and then fill in all the blanks of like how to get from where you are to where you want to be.
So Justin, obviously knowledge is helpful, but I know Sharon's book has a lot of exercise in it. Was there a particular exercise or action you took that really contributed the most to your feeling better?
The biggest one was really just identifying the levels of engagement and understanding that I was literally spinning my wheels, and that was being helpful. But being able to go in at the end of every chapter is a brief conclusion and then a small exercise. And when I had gone through in-person therapy, you know, I was given, oh, here's a sheet and fill in your feelings during the day. And it was very generic and I already knew how I felt, but being able to go in and learn something new, the way she described each level of what I was going through, and then at the end went through and take stock of the positive things that happen, not just in your day, but the things that make you feel like I'm glad I'm here. One of the things that I always tell the wife is this job until we have a good call where we make a difference, and then I can't live without this job. So starting to notice that the goods were there. I just weren't recognizing them. And this was one of the first books that I've ever done the digital fat on. I don't know how many of your listeners are digital readers on the tablets or paper readers. I am the writing in the margin, highlighting, dog earing reader. And I couldn't do that with this book. So I didn't really get as in exercises as I think she wanted me to. But at the same time, I'm literally taking my sweet time with her book because I want to take the time and do as many of the exercises as I can. So is there one in particular? Not necessarily. It all kind of comes together like building little bricks, and you're slowly building a little fort, if that makes sense.
Sure. So Sharon, I know you have a psychologist with a practice. How does a response from someone reading the book compare to what you actually do in your practice?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, my biggest passion, obviously, is working directly with people and seeing the transformation happen for them, and not just giving people information, but actually seeing them implemented and coaching them through that. So I would say that the actual work that I do on the back end of the book, where I'm working with people, is really my biggest passion and pleasure. But I also wanted to share this work with more than the amount of people that I'm able to work with. And so, you know, there's no better way of doing that than with a book. So it's another way of kind of being out in the world, if you will. And it's just interesting. It's a new experience for me to be an author and have somebody like Justin reach out and share their experience. And like I said, it's very rewarding to hear that all the work that I put into this, the research and everything, is actually like helping somebody. I think that's very fulfilling.
So Sharon, when you got your PhD, did you recognize or did you know that your field of endeavor would be burnout, or is that something that evolved over time?
No, that definitely evolved over time. What I would say is, what's interesting is when I got my doctorate and, you know, at first I was working for a nonprofit organization, but eventually I shifted over into private practice. And I remember at one of the psychological conferences that I attended, they had a workshop on burnout. And at the time, it was like so far from home. Like it didn't really speak to me because it wasn't like something I was dealing with at the time. But I definitely made this mental note that this is something that happens to people when they go into private practice, and I'd be really mindful about it. And so when I did go into private practice, and I write about this a little bit in the introduction of the book, I really thought about how can I do this in such a way to ensure that I don't burn out, and I put in all of these measures in place so that I can continue to do the work that I do. And as I was doing that work, I decided that I'm going to transition over from therapy to coaching. And I thought, you know, who do I really enjoy working with the most? And those were the high achievers, the people who are like physicians and people in high stress industries in general. And I thought, what are some of the things that they struggle with? And then it brought me full circle back to burnout. And I'm like, wow, this is a big thing. And this is pre-COVID. And then obviously COVID hit and it became an even bigger thing where now everybody dealing with burnout for a variety of reasons. And so the book ended up being very timely.
Interesting. So is most of your practice then burnout at this point, or coaching people who are burned out?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then at some point, how did that go from that to deciding to write a book?
Well, I decided first to write the book. I published the book, and then I launched the burnout program. So prior to my current program, which is a group coaching program on burnout, which really kind of follows the 7 steps of the book, I was doing more one-on-one coaching and therapy kind of at the same time. I was kind of splitting my time between the two and doing a lot of one-on-one work, but then really wanted to expand my reach and put together a program where it's very structured, and so people can come in, they know exactly what to expect. And I think that feels really good, at least in my mind, to know that there's something. It's unlike, you know, when, like Justin was saying about going to therapy, you don't always know what you're going to get. There's not like a guarantee or a promise. It's kind of like, let's see what happens. And you could be in there for 3 years. And what I wanted to do is like give people results in a short amount of time. And so I really sat down and I thought about, what are all the tools? How do I structure this week by week and module by module so that they can have the fastest wins? And so that was part of kind of the mindset in terms of shifting over into this whole burnout realm and doing what I'm doing right now.
So the book is The 7E Solution to Burnout. I was also doing, as I did my research preparing for the podcast, I see you also have Exhausted to Extraordinary Method, a 3-step method to unlock your mind, reshape your thinking, and return to the joy of work in 90 days. What's the overlap between the 3-step method and the 7Es?
Well, so what I would say is my program is Exhausted to Extraordinary. And what I teach in the preliminary stages is the crux of the shift that people see in terms of results. And that is really breaking down this model, which, you know, this is something they teach in like cognitive behavioral therapy and other places. And basically the idea is this. A lot of times when people are burning out, or they're stressed out, or they're anxious, or whatever the emotion, the negative emotion might be, they make this correlation between their circumstance and their feeling. And they're saying, I am feeling like this because this is happening to me. You know, it's because of my boss, or it's because of my supervisor, or it's because of the demands of my work, or it's because I don't have enough autonomy, or whatever the case may be. And they don't, and because they're looking at it like that, feels very disempowering. And it becomes this almost like self-perpetuating cycle of stress and anxiety because you really have, there's nothing you can do about it, right? And like what was so interesting, Justin was saying how everybody's giving him all this advice, and the advice was really focusing in on behaviors, like change your behaviors and everything will be great. And the truth of the matter is that you have to start at the top. And so when we talk about these like three steps, what I'm talking about is, you know, you have to start with identifying the thoughts, which is that intermediary step between your circumstances and your feeling. In other words, something happens to you and then you have some sort of thought about it. And that thought is the reason you feel the way that you do, not the circumstance directly. And once people really understand how this works and how to shift to changing the way that they think, they get different results, both in terms of how they feel and in terms of what they do, right? So that's where the behavior change kind of comes in much more readily because they're already in a different state altogether.
Interesting. So now that Justin's been, read the book, and I think it was one chapter that was primarily the one we focused on so far, is there another chapter that you'd want to emphasize or just summarize briefly to say that is the next most common thing that people should be thinking about?
Well, what I just described is really like my first solution, which is emotional intelligence. And that's really about increasing self-awareness, you know, really identifying what are the problematic ways in which you're thinking about things and how can you shift out of that. And so I give a little bit in the book about that, and then I talk about other aspects of emotional intelligence. But in my program, I really dive deep into this area, and it's a lot of what I just really explained in terms of having different ways of thinking about things. I think that is probably, I think, first of all, it's fundamental, and it's, I think, like one of the most powerful things in the book to really help people start to create different results in their life. Everything else, I think, kind of builds on that. So, you know, we go from emotional intelligence to empowerment and then to engagement, as Justin mentioned. And then we talk more about your beliefs. So there's like your self-efficacy beliefs, and that is really something that gets affected with burnout, because once you start to see that your performance is declined because you're so stressed, you're exhausted, or whatever the case may be, then you start to doubt your ability to do the work that you used to be able to do more easily. And so that can end up in this like negative spiral. And so we're talking about how to reverse the spiral, how to stop a downward spiral, all of these things that I think is really important. So, you know, I'm really taking people on a journey here. I won't go through all the E's, but basically I'm building people up through this like blueprint, if you will, where they're learning the tools, they're learning the mindsets, and they're having an opportunity to really implement, to reflect, to do some journaling, to, you know, check things off, checklist. Like, I've got all these tools for them, both online and itself, so that they can put this into practice.
So, Justin, did you have a chance to go through some of the online tools and try them out?
I have. I went to Dr. Grossman's website, and I did the free burnout test, and the screen started flashing red, and it said, alert, alert, you're burnt. No, I'm just kidding. It's a great tool. I actually, I have a policeman friend of mine who's been going through a very stressful time the last year and a half with an on-duty injury and disability, and he was burnt out years before. We just didn't know what it was. And he went through and did the test, and he said, hey, what do you know? I'm burnt out. What do I do now? And I kind of, well, you read the book. But also going on, I was able to have a brief, I think it was 15 or 30 minute discussion with Dr. Grossman about, okay, I've got the tools. Now, what am I going to do? You know, I signed up for this, what is it, Doc? It's like a consultation phone call breakthrough session. Thank you. And just, she's got all these great resources. Whereas, like I said, I work in a field where, you suck it up, you tell a really inappropriate joke, and you go on to the next call for service. That works for the thrice divorced crowd. It doesn't work for those of us that are trying to stay sane for a 30-year career. So just trying to reach out for help was difficult enough. And then when all the help that I got was start a journal, quit your job, that didn't help. I had an on-the-job injury years ago, and they said, start a journal. So I started an anonymous blog on the internet back when that was a thing. And that was a huge help. So I've already done that. And again, it was looking at all these different the source that should give you information on how to move forward. And I'm getting the same advice. And then Dr. Grossman's book literally spells out exactly, you know, you're going to fit in one of these columns. And I found my column, and then we move forward based on that. And it's been very helpful for me to really identify what I'm going through in more specific terms.
So Sharon, a lot of our listeners are focused on healthcare, and I know you deal with burnout more broadly, emergency services and other industries as well. What do you find between the different professions in terms of their burnout experience? How similar or how different is it from each other?
I would say that on the whole, burnout can look like very similar regardless of your profession, with the exception, I would say, of people who work night shift, and it kind of screws up their whole system in terms of, you know, their rhythm and everything. And so I think for some people that I've been talking to, some physicians who are working night shifts and then they have families and they're trying to recalibrate, you get to a point sometimes where it's just taking too much of a toll physically on your health, where you're not sleeping enough, you know, you're getting into your 40s and 50s and you're like, I can't do this anymore. I'm not in my 20s, you know? And so I would say for those folks, there's definitely an opportunity to have a conversation about what makes better sense now that it's taking such a beating on your body. I think otherwise, the conversation is more or less the same regardless of your industry. It will depend on how burnout is manifesting for you specifically. That's the biggest thing, not the industry, but more so what is the actual root cause of this? Is it because of a way that you're thinking about things that is stressing you out? Is it because you don't know how to say no and you're taking on too much? Is it because you procrastinate and things are piling up? Is it because you're a perfectionist and you have these like ridiculous demands of yourself where it's so unrealistic that you can never actually like get through your pile of stuff, right? So for everybody, it's a little bit different, but at the end of the day, we cover everything in the book. So it doesn't matter what got you there. You could still get yourself out of it.
So Justin, you mentioned how you were burned out and you're still a little bit burned out, improved, but still there. What's next for you, Justin?
Oh, let's be clear. I'm still completely fried. it's neat to say, oh, I found this book and I'm better. The next step for me is really just sitting down and being honest with myself about what my options are and what's mostly important to me. You know, that conversation with Dr. Grossman that I had on the phone really kind of put some ideas into my head of, well, what if you went this direction instead of that direction, which, and she was giving suggestions. She knows very little about everything that I've gone through and yet was giving suggestions that I was thinking that might actually work. No one suggested that before. So it's definitely a process. Going through a PTSD event, a near-death injury in a fire many years ago, and then trying to change employers, and that didn't work, and then promotions and demo, and just all these things coming together, and just kind of seeing a path, not necessarily out, but in a new direction, is refreshing.
And what about Sharon? What about you? What's next for you? You have your practice. You have the book written. What do you see yourself doing over the next few years?
I'm just excited to take people through my program. That's kind of my core right now. I've worked a long time to kind of build up to this place with putting the book together, putting the program together. I've already beta tested it on some physicians, and would love to get additional groups of people going through it. And so that's really my focus for 2021. In the meantime, just putting out more free resources for people so that they can at least get a taste of what it's like to, you know, make a dent in this process. And so I've got a webinar on my website that's called The Three Mindset Hacks High Achievers Need to Avoid Burnout. And then I did want to share with your listeners, if they're interested, I do have a free 7-day burnout challenge. So if you want to take yourself through that, and over the course of those 7 days, what I'm actually doing is introducing you each day to one of the 7 E's. So if you want a kind of an introduction to the whole process, that is available, and I have a little shortcut for it. So it's bit.ly/7-day-burnout-challenge. So I encourage people to just give it a shot. And each day you're going to have a little exercise to do. And so you get introduced to one of the solutions, and then you have some exercise that you can do. And then at the end of it, you can see how you feel and what makes sense as a next step.
Sounds great. Thank you. So I usually like to close out the podcast, which is giving the guests a chance to add any words of wisdom or closing thoughts they have. Justin, do you want to start with you? Anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
The most important thing I would share is, if you are in a high-stress environment and you start to notice that it's not as fulfilling, you don't have the same joy. Like for me, I have my dream job, the job I've always dreamt of my entire life, and I don't want it anymore. And when you reach that point to start thinking that way, you need to step back and really take a look around and reach out to friends, family. There are professionals available. Start reading some books. It helps. But if you aren't in that same energized place you used to be, it's okay to reach out for help. It's okay to not be okay.
Sharon, do you have a closing thought or reflection you want to end with?
Yeah, one of the things I want to circle back to that Justin said is that sometimes people don't know that they're burning out. And we often can see it in them before they see it in themselves. So I want to also encourage people who are listening, if you know people who are definitely burning out, but they aren't doing anything about it, maybe they're not aware that this is happening, I actually created an incentive program for people to gift the book to others for that exact reason. And as a gift to you for doing so, I offer free coaching videos that you can get on a monthly basis from me that cover a variety of different topics. You can go and check out all the topics that are included. It's 7esolution.com. It's got all the information out there. And I hope that it spreads the word that, you know, burnout is something that you can do something about, and encourages people to share this with others so that it breaks the stigma of it.
Well, thank you to both of you. This has been very informative and interesting. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, that's our show for today. I want to thank both Justin and Dr. Sharon Grossman for joining us today and for sharing both their insights and personal stories. If you wish to learn more about Sharon or contact her, you can check out her website, www.drsharongrossman.com. That's www.drsharongrossman.com. If you wish to learn more about the Coalition, please visit our website at www.forphysicianwellbeing.org. You can also check us out on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. I also want to thank our volunteers and the staff from the Coalition who made this podcast possible. Finally, I'd like to thank ACESIS, ACESIS, Incorporated, for sponsoring my time working on this podcast. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and his guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Coalition for Physician Wellbeing, its board, or other members of the Coalition. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Brown, wishing our caregivers out there meaning, purpose, and joy in the practice of medicine. Together we are stronger. Until next time.